Okay, the very last session, you're almost done with us. Appeals.
General appeals. I've attached some recent case law. A lot of times, you know, looking up stuff is kind of a hassle. Hey, what's the latest? So it's sort of an update on BIA cases, Fifth Circuit, and Supreme Court cases. They, across the spectrum, it's not necessarily just criminal grounds of removability, deals with motions to reopen, all kinds of stuff. So it's sort of a recent case law update in one convenient place for you to look at, or one place to just scan and say, hey, wow, okay.
What tab?
It should be tab 12. And what it is, you can just scan it. Something sticks out. Hey, that's an interesting case. You can pull it up and read it. Motions to reopen, appeals, and what else are we doing here? Motions to reopen and appeals. Know the difference between a motion to reopen and a motion to reconsider. It's amazing how many people don't know the difference. A motion to, first of all, there's a different time limit, which is sort of important, right? That's the drop dead. If I miss this, I get sued and I have to call the state bar, that sort of thing. Motion to reconsider is 30 days. A motion to reopen is 90 days. Okay? What is the difference? Other than the 30 and the 90 days, a motion to reconsider says, look, the decision that you've made based upon the evidence that's already in the box was wrong. Okay, it's essentially you made a wrong legal decision based upon the evidence that's already in the box. I don't plan to put anything else in the box. Record is closed. Please reconsider your decision. That is a motion to reconsider. A motion to reopen is, I have additional evidence that I would like to put in the box. So a motion to reopen is, I want to reopen the box. I want to put in extra stuff that wasn't in there. And I want you to consider this new evidence.